Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono.
Now, we got big business to get to, and then in a second, I'm either going to defend Antoine's honor.
Okay.
Or pile on and continue to pick on him as well.
I got bullied. I will say that Monica Brooks,
the B word,
and her friends are bullies.
Okay. Now, Monica Brooks hosts her own show. It is called Bubbly Banter.
Yes.
Bubbly Banter. We
Bullying
pop
Banter.
No,
Bullying
Banter is what it should be called. Don't even get it twisted. It's Bubbly Banter. We pop open champagne and we talk. It's going to be up for K92Radio.com today.
Yes, today. Mm-hmm. So it's a brand new episode. We'll do that. And she
Alex
has,
Mills.
She's in charge.
Gerard.
And then she's got her right-hand man, Alex, her BFF, whatever you want to call him. He's on pretty much every episode.
Uh-huh.
And then it's a rotating pile of guest stars. There are local celebrities like Antoine
uh-huh.
Terrell.
Yes.
There are random K92 listeners.
And friends. Yes, Gerard is in. Yeah.
There are men who invented
Ashanti.
Pillows shaped like women's butts. Butts, which,
yeah, Jai.
Is that today's episode? Is that the butt episode?
Yeah, the butt episode is going to be up this week as well. Yeah, the buttress pillow.
The butt pillow. Mm-hmm, anyway, so what'd you do to poor Antoine?
I didn't do anything.
I would like to say the first time I was on, I got bullied because I didn't know how to open a champagne bottle. And I got laughed at.
Well, I piled on.
Yes, you did.
You did.
I did. But maybe I'm here to defend you this time.
All right, so we had, to summarize, we had a conversation about if you could bring any musician back from the dead, who would you bring back from the dead?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so we, you know, names were being thrown out there. And one of the names that came up was Aaliyah, the R&B singer, Aaliyah.
Okay.
Aaliyah. And I said that in regards to all the celebrities that you could bring back, the Whitney Houstons, the Prince, mm-hmm. all of that, mm-hmm. that Aaliyah would be comparatively a 91 Honda Civic.
Gotcha.
And a 91 Honda Civic.
And I wouldn't waste my power.
A wasted choice on a magical power. That's
yes,
what you're arguing.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Like, you have this entire line of celebrities. You could say John Lennon. You know,
exactly.
You could say Prince. You could say Frank Sinatra. You could say, you know what? I would love to hear the music of Beethoven. Let's go and revive him.
Exactly.
You could.
Yeah.
But did he have to say a 91 Honda Civic?
I feel like that was
a good
comparison.
And he says speedometer was broken.
Okay.
Yep.
And there's a spoiler on the back.
Yep. Mm.
You know, when I listen to all of this and I decide if I'm going to side with Antoine or if I'm going to pile on.
Oh, he's getting ready to. I see it.
It seems like a wasted choice of magic.
Thank you.
I knew you. I'm sorry.
She's a Honda Civic.
Wait till Zach is
going
for a bubbly banter. And Alex,
we'll
save this
feisty
clip right here for Alex.
Now, she might not be a 91 Honda Civic.
Like, that, retraction?
That's a little...
retraction already. No, Alex already. No. If you're listening, Alex Mills.
Every single time.
Zach said it.
Yes, Zach.
That's a little harsh. Really, the way I see it is she's about a 2006 Toyota Camry. It's fine, but you could have done way better. You know, that's the way I look at it in this situation.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'll take that.
Wait till the next bubbly. Y'all
That's
stay
fine.
Tuned, too.
Bring it on.
Y'all stay tuned for this. We have two or three bottles of champs.
We'll call it Zach versus the World.
Oh,
I don't care.
That's it. That's a new podcast.
And I'll just say everything that drives y'all crazy. You know what? Text 52353. What was the question again? It was about the celebrity.
If you had the power to bring any musical artist back from the dead, who would you bring?
Okay, any musical artist. You
that
can bring
right.
back one artist. So you go ahead and text a 52353, the one that you would choose, and then I will let you know if it was a good decision or not.
You both. I said, wait till the next bubbly banter.
That's fine.
We had to have a sit down.
Bring it
Woo!
On. I love fiery opinions and arguments. I'm ready. Diamond now.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Oh, you know I love pronouncing names.
Oh,
so,
boy. Here we go. It's
Indian
John.
Man.
Just a guess.
John.
An Indian man. I'm excited
Indian
for this.
Indian man. His name is Pawan Kumar.
I feel confident in the last name.
I feel like he did that one right.
I think
I really
I did it
do.
Right. Did I? I don't know. Pawan, P-A-W-A-N. Kumar.
Pawan Kumar.
Yeah.
It's Spanish. She can't do it all.
I'll accept it. I'll accept it.
Yeah.
So, but what happened to Mr. Kumar here?
Well, okay. So he went to vote, voted for the wrong party. He wanted to hit the elephant instead of the lotus. He meant to hit the wrong button.
Okay.
Well, he was so upset. He got home. He cut off his index finger.
What?
Oh, God. That set off the secret sound and everything.
He had every button.
He chopped off his index finger to atone for the mistake.
Atone?
Yeah. Shame.
Atonement is one of those ones where I'm thinking, you know, that seems like an extreme situation in your life if you have to atone for just about anything. Yikes.
Cut off his own finger.
That is, that's extreme passion for your political right to vote.
Yeah, so next time you show up in your pajamas to vote, you'd be like, well, dang. I mean, that guy, he's so serious, he cut off his finger. Yeah. Wrong button.
And you want to say, boy, he's taking it seriously. But then I think about some people and how really overly passionate they were in both directions on the last election.
Mm-hmm.
And I could feel like some people would have been very mad if they found out their vote went the other way.
Can I add a layer? Uh-huh. This was the first time he was able to vote. And he was super excited about being able to vote.
Ah.
And the way they vote, there's ink on his finger.
And it's really serious. I imagine they're going through a lot in their country, you know. But, dang,
so yeah,
cut
you
off
vote
your
with your
own finger.
That's what we learned out of this whole thing, is the next time you go to vote. Because, I mean, we have to use our finger now, too.
Yeah.
It's not dipped in ink or anything, but you do have to push it on the screen. Well, I caution you, it is very important. Please, people listening to my voice, do not vote with jazz hands, because you don't know. If you vote with jazz hands, they might twirl and be whirly.
That's true.
Yep. Next thing you know, you voted for or against Trump, whichever one makes you mad. I don't know. Just pick the one that makes you mad. 52353. It's the musician you would bring back from the dead.
Uh-huh. Not Aaliyah.
So you get only one. Again, there is
back in.
Aaliyah's great.
Yes, she is.
She's
she was
talented.
Great.
Relatively speaking,
it was a really sucky situation of what happened to her, but. If I can pick from all musical history.
Y'all are just going deeper.
Is she in the top 15? She's not in my top 20,
no.
Probably.
No. Top 35, maybe. I think she might be in there.
Is there another Aaliyah? There may be another Aaliyah
ranked
above her.
No, there's not another Aaliyah.
Aretha Franklin.
What?
Whitney Houston. I mean, I think of all those people
instead. Yes, there's a lot. There's so many.
I don't know.
But
the only one for the only argument for Aaliyah is that, you know, you have the untapped question mark of what could have been the rest of her career. Someone like Aretha Franklin, I mean, that becomes the question,
she's
too.
She's a legend.
Do I get 75-year-old Aretha Franklin, or do I get 35-year-old Aretha Franklin?
Mm-hmm.
These are the questions that we don't know the answer to, because this is a made-up question.
Yes.
But we will get into it, and we'll continue to argue about it
banter.
Like it's real and it matters. Crushing your hopes and dreams early this morning. The thang, baby.
Uh-huh. This is bubbly banter without the bubbly.
Good,
this
I like
morning.
That.
That's
what it's turned into.
Get some bubbly.
Get
some bubbly?
I know.
It's going to be 97 degrees today or whatever the heck it is. Bring it on! Asking people to text in 52353 because we've gotten into a discussion. It's come out of bubbly banter. It was the musician that you could bring back.
Uh-huh.
You only get to bring back one. And shout out to Kayla who texts in because she's so tired she thought we said magician. So...
Who would you bring back?
Houdini.
That's the only one I know.
That is the only answer worth saying.
Is there one else?
Argument over. Who else is there?
I don't know.
Houdini's cousin. Actually, I think it was Houdini's brother also performed as him. This is your history nerd lesson. And I think he went by like Houdini 2 or something like that.
Really?
There was
no
Electric Boogaloo. I mean, they knew he was the knockoff. Yeah. Anyway, so I said, go ahead, text in 52353, and I'll let you know if your decision is a good one or not. So it either goes in the yes, that's a good answer pile, like when someone says Prince, that's an acceptable answer.
Yes.
Or it goes in the Aaliyah pile, where I think...
Oh, you don't have to call it the Aaliyah pile. Come on.
The recycling bin.
Let's see. Text 52353, Freddie Mercury, lead singer of Queen.
Mm.
I say, great choice. I like that one.
That's fair.
I think that's a top 10.
All right.
Because he was super talented, very unique too. Someone who delivered just on a level.
He stood out.
Yes,
he stood
out. Very much did. Let's see. This person says Jim Morrison, who was the lead singer of the band The Doors, every day and twice on Sunday. I say bad decision. I'm sorry.
I say who?
No, that's not the who.
No. No,
it's,
I didn't think she did that on purpose.
It's because he was such a head case, he would have wasted my magical powers. I would have brought that guy back, and he probably would have overdosed again. And I'd be like,
the same day.
I bring you back, then you do this to me.
He said, I have one more in me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Frank Sinatra, I mean, that's a winning. Yeah. That's a top five decision.
Oh, easily.
Right, this one might be an unpopular opinion, but Patricia from Alta Vista, I don't think her decision of Michael Jackson is a good one.
Oh, Michael.
His career was over anyway.
It was. I know. He's one of those celebrities, too, where people like to say that his death kind of like revived his
career.
It did.
It really
made more money after he passed.
I don't think reviving Michael Jackson I don't think he's going to pull out that music from the 80s and 90s that we would be reviving him for.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
That would be. And then you get all the other stuff that's
you don't know, and whatever.
Messy. So I'll continue to pick apart all of your things. We picked on Monica yesterday. So, but rightfully
so, I believe.
Boy, it's really only taken about 3 weeks for it to be me and Antoine versus Monica. Yeah, I know. How is this happening?
I'm looking at both of you like, what is going on?
Ended the show arguing, started today's show.
Yeah.
This is one of those things where it's as if this was a relationship. Monica and I are the husband and wife, and I am always agreeing with my stupid new friend. Every time. You're always agreeing with your stupid new friend.
What? And I'm just sitting there with my hand on my hip. Like, what is
going on? So the argument was about to-go plates. And I got to remember where we are in this clip to just refresh.
They just get a smaller scoop.
Okay, so Monica Brooks, when she goes to her mom's house and the food is laid out, the buffet, the
bounty,
spread
is there.
She goes, she fixes herself a to-go plate before she has even had her main plate.
Yes.
And before half the people, or maybe more, have eaten also. So then we start asking the questions about, well, what happens to the people at the back of the line?
They just get a smaller scoop.
Why did they get a smaller scoop?
It sucks for them. It does. It sucks for them.
I don't think there's anyone that's going to support Monica in this debate.
It's only at my mother's house. It's only my mom's house.
But everybody's
like,
there. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we had a full house yesterday. And I said, okay.
So if Junebug, again, I always go back to Junebug. So if he's at the end of the line, and man, he is so looking forward to your mom's mac and cheese. It is world renowned. It's the greatest thing in the world. Uh-huh. Okay, I have a question about him being late, too. In this, what defines late in your family? Because I don't know what defines on time.
When majority is there.
Okay.
And you're not, you're late.
All right. So it has no reflection on time.
None whatsoever.
No. Understood. Continue. Hey, he gets there. Scrape. There's nothing left.
You're like, man,
I ask you this. Then,
okay.
Family looking out for family. Would you offer him
the mac and cheese from your to-go plate?
I'm like, man, well, I think May Pearl's had a dinner. She probably has some macaroni.
You going to send him somewhere else? You have an extra thing of mac and cheese, an extra serving, and you won't share it.
Well, it's only at my mom's. It's only that's the
where
only place.
That's where the food always is.
Yeah.
Nobody else hosts these meals. You know what I'm learning? Half the people at the soup kitchen are there because they're at Monica's house, and they missed out on food.
Well, you gotta be there on time.
They tried to go by just getting one serving of something they didn't get at Monica's mom's house.
Just like you said, it's not really a set time. You just got to know when all the cars are there. That means majority of people are ready for dinner.
It's so hard for somebody like me to go to a party at Monica's house because I don't know what time to get there.
You have no clue.
I don't know.
If you get there the wrong time, you don't get to eat.
I don't get to eat. And then I got the flip side, too. What happens is I show up at what I think is relatively late, and I'm the only one there.
Oh, yeah, like yeah. You show up to a party.
Food might not be ready.
Yeah.
The K92 Morning Thang.
We're having a heated debate both in studio and with you on the text about which musician you bring back. You get to bring back one.
No.
And I've decided in the discussion of hypotheticals, you get to bring them back at least a halfway decent point in their career.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I mean, do you want to bring back 85-year-old Frank Sinatra? What good was that?
Bring them back in their prime.
Exactly.
Blanket statement. In their prime, they come back.
Elvis is a top five answer. Let's see. This person texts 52353. They say Tupac. I feel like he's still with us. I really do.
Yeah. He's still alive.
There's so much music.
I also have a cousin that looks identical to Tupac.
Oh, my God. Monica does. Antoine, have you seen her cousin Tupac?
I have not seen her cousin Tupac.
He looks identical. He could play a part in a movie. Like, he should be a role.
He should be in Vegas or Atlantic City or Branson or one of those places. Mm-hmm. You know what? I forgot. We had to ask, does he have any skills? Can he rap?
Do we know? He can rap a little bit, yeah. But he a little bit. But his son raps. So, yeah. Okay. He
I don't care about his son. Son doesn't look like Tupac.
I know. His son can help him out. He is.
This doesn't do me any good.
But he could play a role in a movie, no doubt. He could get some kind of role.
Yeah, but he could do one of those tribute stage shows where he could, if he can rap halfway decent, if he can come in the neighborhood of Tupac, Monica, he could have a career living on cruise ships.
That's so stupid.
He could live on cruise ships forever.
I see what you're saying. He could.
Uh-huh.
He really could. Yeah. As ridiculous as that sounds, he really could do
and
something
And he'd
with
go
it.
Out, he'd be 2.0 Pac. Yeah. It would be perfect.
People would pay for
2.0
it.
2.0 Pac, I can dig
I'll
it.
I'll be his manager. I'll get him. I'll book him some gigs. This is good. Yep. I also think this is a great top five answer is Bob Marley. Because I think Bob Marley transcends all musical taste. Every man, woman, and child there, you can vibe at a party to Bob Marley. I swear to God, you can be 7 years old or 700 years old. And if you don't like If there, you have a problem with Bob Marley,
yeah. You are thrown out of my house.
Jared, that's the only CD he ever owned. Bob Marley.
Oh, really now?
Yeah. That was the only CD because he likes talk radio. He listens to a lot of talk. So,
oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so that was the only CD.
A lot of talk radio.
Yeah. A lot of AM. Oh,
good for him. Avengers next, and then Think Fast. The game of shouting things for prizes. Antoine has never played. He's never even heard of this
I never
game.
Heard of it. I don't know what you're about to do.
The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
This time tomorrow, Antoine will have seen Avengers.
I will. So excited.
He's going to be tired, but excited.
I'm going to be exhausted, but, yes. But adrenaline's going to be pumping.
Yeah. It's 3 hours long, though, right, for that movie?
3 hours and 2 minutes. You better give me my two minutes.
Yeah, that's right. You got to stay after the movie. That's right.
Yeah. Antoine's excited for every single minute. I think if it was 4 hours and 2 minutes, you'd be okay with it.
I want them to give me all the minutes.
But see, if this is the last movie, you know how you're supposed to after the credits and watch? Uh-huh. If this is the end, what are you hanging for?
It's never the end, Monica.
You said, do you wait for more after the credits?
There will be.
The actual movie is 2 hours and 58 minutes before the credits run, and then, or 2 hours and 48 minutes, and then the rest are credits where you have to stay for the extra scenes.
Never break up with your girlfriend because you're never getting another one. After what you just said, forget it. Good Lord. So we'll have a review tomorrow.
Yes.
And a respectable, spoiler-free review. So if you're curious, you want to know as an Avengers fan, am I going to be excited to see this movie? Do I need to run right out and stand in line with all the kooks this weekend? Or can I give it a week or two? You know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
What'll it be? We'll run all of that down. How many times will you see it?
Twice this week.
You'll see
twice
it twice
this week?
I'm going to see it this weekend, too.
Oh.
I have to.
What if you hate it tonight?
You got to see it again. Maybe you missed something.
He'll see it again just to see, do I really hate this? Yeah. I gotta watch. I got to see.
I don't have anything else to say to you.
Do you think you can be like Steve Ruppel? You know who Steve Ruppel is?
Who's Steve Ruppel?
Of course not. But Steve just set the Guinness World Record for seeing a movie the most times.
Oh.
Because he's seen Captain Marvel 116 times, man.
Why?
Absolutely. The amount of time that it takes, I've had to take time off of work. I would take long lunch breaks to accommodate watching an entire movie in that particular time frame. And then just time on the weekends where I'm not doing other things. So I'm trying to think, if anyone wanted to break this, I really don't want to re-break it because it's been pretty tough. It's a finite amount of time, but I don't think I'm going to try this one again.
So he needs more work to do or what?
I don't know.
Like, he doesn't do anything else?
I appreciate that he had a reason for it. The Guinness Book of World Records.
Sure.
I don't think he loved it.
That is a lot of time. Monica, I was starting to run through the Rolodex in my head of coworkers that could probably easily smash this record because I think they go to the movies 200 times a week around here.
You get a movie pass.
Am I the only person? Is this the only place? And I put this out to everybody else. So text 52353. Is it only me where I can go in the middle of the day because my hours are different? Uh-huh. I can go in the middle of the day to the grocery store, and I am constantly running into our coworkers who work normal
hours.
Did that
happen?
Always. No, it didn't happen yesterday, but man, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Man, you go to the mall, they're there. You go here, they're there. Like, what is going on? Is it just this place? Or is it other places too?
I think it's a lot of people.
Some guy, speaking of having time on your hands, he wrote, a big Avengers fan, he wrote a 26-page script mapping out an entire episode of Saturday Night Live as hosted by Thanos. If Thanos hosted Saturday Night Live. Now, not Josh Brolin.
But Thanos.
Actual Thanos.
I like it.
Once again, that takes some time, and you got to be dedicated.
He was dedicated.
His passion.
The cold open is Thanos dressed as former President Andrew Jackson with Donald Trump as Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump coming into the scene as well.
Huh.
Musical guest Hoobastank, everybody. I don't know the significance. Is that
he lost me there.
Okay.
I was on board.
Yeah.
Until we got to Hoobastank.
Yeah, I guess it's well written is what I have read on this piece of paper.
Okay.
Not that I'm reading the whole script. I've read the one-page review of the script.
But it's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. We'll find out tomorrow. Avengers, is it not bad? Is it bad?
Ooh.
Or is it good?
I think it's going to be good.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good.
You think you have any chance of being disappointed?
Zero.
Monica, do you think he has any chance of being disappointed?
I don't think he's going to be disappointed at all.
Zero.
I think I will fall asleep when I watch it. What's going to happen. It's going to be like that middle hour where I'm like,
I'm so sick of you today.
Yeah. 3 hours and 2 minutes is about an hour and 42 minutes too long for Monica for a movie. All right? She wants a solid 37 minutes.
Low. Yep.
Don't be slow. Speed counts. Time to train your brain with the K92. Two morning things. Think fast.
Monica versus Antoine. Mm-hmm. Antoine's very first time playing this game, and the example, he froze.
I froze. It was a deer in headlights.
Yep.
Don't deer be trying to guess the letter.
But once you get rolling, mm-hmm. you'll be like, okay, I got it. I got it.
But I don't want to lose. Josh. I don't like losing.
Your choice. Would you like to team up with Antoine or Monica today? Josh. Sorry. Josh's button is there. Josh, what do you say? Antoine or Monica?
Monica.
Okay. It's like, oh, yeah. I heard
I'm not
that
offended.
Example.
It's okay, Josh.
Forget it. Dyra, it's you and Antoine, okay?
All right. Come on, Antoine.
Okay.
There we go.
Come on.
Pep talk right there.
That's more of the, come on, Antoine. Like, people are watching. Don't
come on.
Don't embarrass me in front of my friends, Antoine. Let's do this. Best of five. So first person to three. I give you a category. I give you a letter. Just shout out first thing. As long as it's an actual answer that's halfway close to the category, you're good to go. I'm standing up for the game.
Okay.
You have to really listen.
Cue the nervous music.
I was about to say quiet. But Q-C-U-E. Sorry.
This. Tell me something about a guy that women usually find sexy. It starts with the letter R.
They're running shoes.
Range Rover is, I'm going to go with Range Rover.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Range Rover is a point for Antoine.
Okay, they're Range Rover. Okay.
Yep, right. That is a point for Antoine.
That's all right.
And I'm sorry, but no one has ever said, girl, look at his running shoes.
Look at them Air Maxes.
Running shoes. That happens. I bet you that happens.
Did you see his New Balance?
Yeah, man, look at those running shoes. He's spending a buck on those.
He got dad bod and everything. Here we go. Give me a crime people commit.
Okay.
That starts with a letter. D.
Damaged property.
Damaged property is correct.
I wasn't going to say the image property. I was going to say the first half of that word.
Damaged property is a point for Monica Brooks. 1-1 is the score. Makes you sweat a little bit, doesn't it?
Oh, man. You will sweat, break a sweat. Oh, yeah. That's stress sweat.
Here we go, round three. What is an outdoor activity that starts with a letter C?
Cutting trees.
What did you say?
Camping.
Camping?
I said cutting trees.
I know, but she started first. So that was a point for Monica. I actually thought she said crapping, so that's why I had to ask.
Oh, well, that's an outdoor activity.
It is in San Francisco. I see that. 2-1. Okay. Can Monica win right here? Here we go.
Crap.
Ooh. Ping. Give me a game kids play. Ooh. That starts with the letter S.
Scrabble.
Scrabble is correct. Monica Brooks.
Wow.
Is the winner.
Yeah.
Wow.
Think fast.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yes. You see why we only play every now and then? Because it's exhausting.
It is. Yeah, now we're tired. We've used all the juices. Uh-huh.
All the energy I had.
So we'll see you tomorrow.
The K92 Morning Thing. Trending. Top three. Number three.
Your password's probably terrible. That's what this new study says.
Well, what are you supposed to do with it? I mean,
well, what you're supposed to do,
have better passwords, probably.
Come up with a password. Basically, what they want you to do is something that's impossible to guess, impossible to remember. Never write it down and don't forget it, and always have a different password for everything. But really, what you need to stop doing, I mean, the obvious ones, don't say password and don't have it 123456 or whatever. But also, don't use Eminem, the rapper, Metallica, the band, or Blink-182, the band. Apparently, lots of people like to use those as their passwords.
It's kind of easy. It's like, okay, what band? Put that in there.
That many people like Blink-182?
I don't know. Superman, Batman, Tigger from Winnie the Pooh, and Pokemon are also very common passwords.
Oh.
These are Fortnite passwords, I feel like.
Yeah. I guarantee you, I just rattled through those, and there were at least 50 people that, it's my password.
Oh.
How did he know?
Well, my password, I can't even share.
Oh.
I would hope not, Monica.
No. Even with my bank. There was one time I had to call my bank.
Oh, you're embarrassed of your password.
And I could not give them the password. I just hung up.
Okay. You know what?
Yeah, I can't even reveal it. I'm going to silence the microphones and reveal it
to Antoine. And then
we'll
get his reaction. And then this is Monica's. Because she likes to use passwords that are sort of dirty kind of cuss words because they're easy for her to remember. So, all right. Are you ready?
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, I couldn't tell the bank. I couldn't even spell it out.
I would have hung up too. Why is that your password?
You remember, right? You remember. I bet you will think.
Why would you? How does your brain work for to be your password?
I have one more of hers that I know.
Oh, God. From,
are you ready?
One?
Yes,
okay,
I'm ready.
Go ahead and take your little ear off so you can hear me. Okay, here we go.
But you will remember that. And see, Zach clearly remembers it.
I still do.
I'm never going to forget that.
That was years ago, you know? And
boy,
so
the things that happened with that tongue are just, wow.
But that's how I remember it.
That is how you remember.
Number two.
It's like seeing your grandma naked. You can never forget it.
Right, I'm scarred. Right.
Basically what it is. This is kind of cool. McDonald's is adding new menu items. Finally, all the things the rest of the world gets to enjoy that are awesome, we're going to get some of them here, which I'm excited about. You know, you see those things from overseas and you think, well, how come we can't have the Grand Mick Extreme Bacon Burger, which is in Spain?
Lots of bacon.
That sounds delicious.
Yep, it's a burger. And then it has a bacon sauce on it. Bacon. And
more
Gouda,
bacon.
Yeah, bacon. And then Gouda cheese, which is kind of the cheese world's bacon because it has a smokiness to it. So that one's good. That's the cheesy bacon fries from Australia, which are coming right now. And this one, I'm not really a big McFlurry person, plus the machine's always broken, but outside of that, I just like being able to say the Stroopwafel McFlurry from the Netherlands.
Okay.
Stroopwafel.
Stroop.
I can't say it.
No, I need Monica to say it. Stroopwafel.
Stroop.
Stroopwafel.
I think I said it.
No, I don't think you did. Here, I've circled it for you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Read it.
It's the Stroop McFlurry.
Sure.
That was it.
Number one.
I'll take it. I'm good. Mm-hmm. Number one trending. It's a funny story from comedian Pete Davidson, dude who used to date Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
yeah.
SNL.
Saturday Night Live.
I think we can all relate to those situations where things get way more expensive than you ever thought they were going to get. You know, you're in a situation and you think, oh, you know, maybe I'll pick up the tab tonight. That kind of thing with me and my friends. Mm-hmm. And then you wake up in the morning. And
you're like, what?
And you have had this happen. Like, what happened to him? So he went out to dinner. He's friends with rapper Kid Cudi. They're really good friends.
Yeah.
So I'm just giving you the backstory on this. And they decide to go out to dinner. It's Kid Cudi's birthday. So Pete decides ahead of time, I'm going to pay. So they go to this super fancy restaurant called Nobu, which is in New York City. And he goes ahead of time and says, here's my card. You know, I'm going to take care of everything tonight. And then he finds out that there's going to be special guests arriving.
And then Cudi goes, hey, Kim and Kanye might come by. And I was like, that would be awesome. And then I was like, oh, no. Then, you know, the waiter comes and Kanye's like, what would you like to order, Kanye? And he goes, I want that stuff that's not even on the menu, that crazy stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, his bill. Do we know the price?
He didn't say the price, and he said, oh, it wasn't that bad, but it's not like going to Applebee's because Nobu is like going to 77 Applebee's. So.
Yeah, he's spent a buck that he didn't expect to spend.
Yeah, so think about your Applebee's bill and then multiply that by 77, and then you are good to go.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's Anger Diary.
Dear Diary, I realize when I start telling you about this issue, you're gonna laugh at me for being lame. Yeah. So let's just get it out of the way right off the top. I don't have unlimited data on my phone.
Yeah, lame.
Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. I suck. And that may be true, but I refuse to pay the ridiculously high price they want to charge me for unlimited data. Especially when I know the cell phone companies pay about a nickel for data and then upcharge it out the wazoo to all of us. And furthermore, I bet a lot of you who just laughed at me have unlimited data that mom or dad actually pay for and not you. Caught you, didn't I? Anyway, I'm slumming it over here with 4 gigs a month, which you know what? Is plenty for me. My wife, on the other hand,
I don't know why it's using so much data. I'm not doing anything.
Ah, yes. The world famous excuse of wives and children everywhere. I didn't do anything. Let me be clear. Ladies, I love you. And as a whole, you are way smarter than us stupid men. But I can tell you this. When a guy does nothing, nothing happens. Toilets don't break, whatever. Stuff doesn't get spilled, and data charges don't go flying through the roof. Mm-hmm. Those all feel like something to me, don't they? Anyway, 1 month we go over on our data plan. And I go into the account so I can see the details, because I want to know why. That way, the next time I didn't do anything happens, we can know what things to avoid. So when I go in there, I see that one day in particular has a crazy amount of data being used. Like 50% for the whole month on just this one day. And since I'm not getting any explanation from a house, I call because I want to know what caused such a big spike so it never happens in the future.
Well, sir, we don't know what used it.
What do you mean you don't know?
We just know it gets used, but not how it gets used.
That's a lot. I'm sorry, what? You're the people keeping track of it. Yeah. If you don't know what used it, then how do you know it got used in the first place?
I'm just supposed to trust you?
How do I know you don't just pull a number out of the sky and toss it on there? I'm sorry, but if you're gonna charge for something, you gotta be able to track what you're charging for. If I was your employee and you paid me hourly, it's not like I could just sit here and say, yeah, I worked like 1,000 hours this week. I know you didn't actually see me do any of the work, but trust me, I did it. I don't think it's too much to ask that you know what you're actually charging for. Do you? Till next time, diary, I say goodbye.
I have to admit, I did just laugh at you, but I'm also 4 gigs.
I've always had unlimited, so I don't know what that life is like.
Oh, it's terrible when you use all your data because you fell asleep and you forgot to turn your Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's right. Monica watched a whole season of House on Haunted Hill or whatever it is on Netflix 1 month.
And it wasn't on Wi-Fi.
She lived with 3.99 for about 28 days.
And I was about to head to the West Coast without any data.
That's when she became the Wi-Fi hoe that she has become.
So, what's your Wi-Fi? And the little scratch.
It all makes sense. There are always, and I like this. There are always background stories that help me understand Monica a little bit better because the Wi-Fi thing, you know, we've talked about that in the past. And so now I know why.
Exactly.
Why? The Wi-Fi.
And that's a lie. They know why. They know what it uses.
I don't know. It just says social.
You have to know more than that.
They track everything.
They do.
Everything's being tracked. They're listening and watching us now from some, you know, light bulb or something. Yeah. You know, they're always being
And I get it. Antoine has unlimited, so he doesn't know what this is like. But he also has an Android phone, so he doesn't even know how to use the internet. So it's fine. We're good to go. AngerDiary.com.
K92 Morning Thang.
Back in the house. 500,000 degrees today.
All right, I'll take it, though.
Sure.
I'll take it.
It's better than 40.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Me and Monica Brooks both getting our hairs did. Hey.
Oh, look at us. Hey, girl. Hey.
What's amazing is I can get my hairs did about 5 times in the time it takes Monica to get hers done once.
Yeah, it takes a little time.
It happens.
It does. That's the way it works. The hair salon, especially being a black woman. Oh, yeah. The hair salon, it takes a little time sometimes. Mm-hmm.
And so what is it about your hair that makes it different? Is it drier? Is it thicker? I honestly have no idea.
It's thicker. It's a lot to handle different, chemicals and everything else. Uh-huh. It depends on what you're getting done, too. I mean, some people get braids in their hair.
Braids, that's forever.
That could take hours. I'm talking like 10 to 12 hours.
That's so ridiculous.
Day, you know?
Our friend KT from Pop Crush Nights did the braids.
Yes, it can take some time.
I think it took her a weekend. I mean, I feel like I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, my cousin actually did our hair, and it took a while.
And then Antoine, it looked all right.
Oh, I can't believe you said that. I thought it looked great.
This is Antoine. Sliding away from the microphone.
You have to slide away because after hours to get her hair done, you gotta say it looked all right.
I do not think it looked bad fantastic. At all. I think it looked pretty good, but not worth the effort.
I'm over here.
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all both this morning. Y'all have been going after people.
Good.
This has been bubbly banter.
Bring it on.
Bubbly banter. Check it out on K92Radio.com.
Who's got unpopular opinions? Text them now to 52353.
Right,
let's dive into it.
After a day of getting her hair done, you're going to say it looked all right? I thought she looked gorgeous.
Braids aren't worth the effort. It's just too much. It's too much. They only look
shame
okay.
Shame on you. Where's the bell? Shame. Hours.
I feel like I'm a cow going to get milk. Shame. Ding, 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 ding.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Things. Let's be honest.
We say good morning to Caroline. Caroline, is that you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here.
What's going on?
All right. So it's about my sister. And I mean, God knows I love her, but honestly, she's a freaking gold digger. She's been kind of like an escort, and I'm.
Oh wow,
that would be a stronger word.
Yeah.
So, what's the problem, or why do you have a problem with all of this?
Well, we're always arguing, and she's honestly 24, and she's dating, like, older men that are spoiling her with money and expensive dinners and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, you know, and it's, she says that she's just dating them and there's nothing about it, mm-hmm. but honestly, I can't. I just can't. I can't agree with her. She's, like, okay, she's 60 years, like, there's a 60-year difference, you know? This is, like,
60-year difference.
What?
The 85-year-old dude?
60 or 6?
Is she hanging out at the nursing homes?
I think you're getting a little carried away with it. But it's her business, though.
It is. And that's sort of the way I sit on all this is, all right, let me ask this question. How does this affect you?
I mean, it's just, well, she bashes at me every single time I tell her. And, like, she's telling me that I'm, like, bitter, I'm jealous. And I'm like, how can you honestly... I mean, there's obviously no sexual attraction to these men.
Well, you don't know that.
People would be like our grandfather.
For you.
Our 60.
I hate saying it, but as you talk, though, it sounds like you're a little bit jealous. Because, like, I mean, I don't like to say that, but it sounds a little bit, it's not your life if she's 24.
I'm just worried about her. I am.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't want anything bad to happen to her.
I understand it.
Because she's just, you know, I feel like she's using these people, and I know they're probably using her too, but, you know, it's not like it's genuine love there. And that's why.
Who are you to decide that, though? Who are you to decide that? You don't know what anyone's true feelings are. And you may be right. I'm not saying you're wrong, but you don't know. And again, let me ask it again. If your sister dates some older guy, how does that affect you?
Well, I mean, she's sharing our information, our personal family information with these guys.
What are you, the Kardashians?
I mean,
what's going on?
One of them try to Facebook me, and, like, send me a message and inviting me to dinner. Like, I'm so over it. Like, I don't know. She shouldn't be involving us with everything she's talking to these men about. Like, why are these men asking me out to dinner? Like, you know,
they're asking you out to dinner.
Maybe she figures you would be happier if you got.
I don't know. That's like,
maybe you get an expensive dinner.
I'm honestly worried about her. Okay.
Well, I'm not worried about her.
She's being a good sister. She's looking out. She's being protective. That's what happens. You be protective. Sometimes being protective is unjustified. It's not always rational.
There is a point.
But it's being protective.
Okay. Let me put this out into the universe and see if we can get this person, because I feel like this is where it could be helpful. Are you somebody who was judged by your decisions by your family members? You see what I'm saying? Where this was you. I was the person. I dated older men, and they didn't understand. They said these things, and they didn't realize, because now I'm married to so-and-so. This is my life, and why are you telling me this, that, or the other thing? So, and if you have opinions on this side, too. But, all right, Caroline, I'm going to put that out there, and we're going to see where we go from here, okay?
Okay.
But I don't know. To me, it's just off the surface feels like it ain't your problem.
Yeah.
It ain't your problem.
She's a grown woman.
I think she's being protective. Unless, I'm okay with it.
It's okay to be protective. But
she's being protective.
But at a certain time, you have to say, okay, she's a grown woman.
No, you're a sister forever.
But if she's dating older men, who cares? If she's dating older murderers, then I understand.
Maybe they are.
Well, Caroline doesn't like their sister dates older men. Guess who's on hold? Her sister.
Sometimes brutal. Always out of love. Aw. The K92 Morning Thangs. Let's be honest.
We'll get to the source. Ugh. Are you still allowed to say horse's mouth, or do people get mad about that?
Well,
you said have horse face.
Oh, no.
First, okay, so let's get Caroline back in here. Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
You don't like that your sister's dating older men. Your sister has called in and would like to have a conversation with you. So you prepared for that?
Yes, okay, absolutely,
cool.
Sure.
First, let's get Kelsey in here, because Kelsey, I think, has some helpful experience in this situation as well. Good morning, Kelsey.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. So, Kelsey, this is something where you were dating someone older, and there was a lot of judgment being passed.
Yes, a lot of judgment. He's actually 10 years older than me.
Okay.
A lot of my family, you know, wasn't on board, and so it's sort of the same thing, thinking that, you know, it's dangerous. But we've actually been together 7 years now.
Okay, and are you married now, or are you just still together?
Married.
Okay.
Oh.
See?
It now worked out.
And yeah. I can point out, too, my stepmother is 25 years younger than my dad.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they've been married for almost 20 years. So
they can work.
But here's the thing. Even if it doesn't, if it's just a dating situation at 24 years old, I don't know. Again, If it doesn't affect me in my life, I feel like we get so fired up about issues in this world that on a day-to-day basis don't affect you on a day-to-day. Yeah. So who cares?
But maybe Caroline wants her sister to settle down and she knows that this isn't like settling down.
That is great.
Like she knows that her sister's just, you know, playing around and she wants her sister to settle down.
It's just, Caroline, are you the older sister?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay.
She's protective.
I understand that, but still. Okay, let's get the sister in. Hi, Jessica.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Oh, wow. Okay,
so
she's ready.
You've heard your story unfold, and we've heard your story unfold, and you want to be a part of it, which you are. So what's up?
I really wish my sister was not talking about me on the radio. Like, I'm not a freaking escort.
That was a bad choice of words. I feel like that
was
a
that
bit
was
much.
Exact. Did say it was a little harsh.
That's a big word. Yeah. I mean, I don't care. I think it's fine if you want to date older dudes and hang out. I mean, what is your situation, Jessica?
I'm dating someone who is older than me.
Okay, how much older?
He's 20 years older than me.
All right,
that's okay. That's our business.
It is.
I mean, Caroline, you. It's her business, right?
Honestly, it's not.
It's not her business.
I'm totally lying. This guy is not 20 years older than her, okay?
I don't care about the math. It really doesn't matter to me if it's 20 or it's 30 or it's 40.
She's lying on the radio. She's totally lying. Yeah, Caroline, you're the epitome of bitter and angry. Like, why do you care? This guy is 45 years older than my sister. Why do you care?
Why do you care?
He's as old as our dad. Like, come on, Jeff. Seriously? You don't even like him. You're just getting him for the money.
Is that true, Jeff?
I am not. Caroline, your husband divorced you and you have nothing better to do.
Oh, boy.
But you're just mad because he left you for some younger woman like me, right? Is that what's really bothering you?
Really? You're going to bring up my divorce right now? Seriously?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it seems like we're airing everyone's private lives on the radio, so
we kind of are.
I'm going for that, too.
Yeah, kind of did happen.
No, there's just a 10-year gap between us, and I figured that this was the way to finally get to you, because you honestly don't care. You don't care what our dad thinks. You don't care what our mom thinks. You don't care. And it's obviously affecting the entire family.
Nah, I don't know. Is it, though?
Yes,
why?
It is.
I have to keep asking the question. Why does this affect anybody?
It sounds like
she got
a Facebook message from one
because
of the dudes.
These older men that are dating her, she's telling all of them about our family, and then they contact me to go on dates with them. It's like, this is not an escort service, Jess. I'm sorry, but this is not right.
That word's back.
You're heartless, dude. God.
All right, I'll put a pin in that for a second. This to me becomes a situation of why do we get so wrapped up in other people's stuff? And I understand that it is your sister, but it is her life. And to sit there and say, well, why do you need to care about what everybody else thinks? Why do you need to care?
Yeah, I mean, we're saying that over and over, but I don't think I don't think she cares that we are saying don't care.
Do think we're at the point now to where it's not so much why it's stressing everybody out, but the fact of the matter is it is stressing everybody out.
Okay.
So the why aside, it is stressing. It's a strain on the family now. So I guess it is a conversation.
I don't know. I think it's just on Caroline. Caroline's taking it upon herself to worry about
Caroline
it.
Caroline said the mom and the dad feel
she
some type of way.
She keeps throwing out that escort word.
Jessica, do you feel like this is somehow causing strain on the whole family?
I mean, there's strain, but it's because people aren't just letting me live my life.
And
this is my personal life.
Sure. And I'm okay with that. And I always said, well, I can't believe she shares this on Facebook. Like, everything is on everything now. It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, you got one message. You got one message from a guy I went out with once, like, months ago.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. Like, that happens.
It does happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is a situation where everybody is allowed to live what they believe is their best life.
That's true.
And if it doesn't negatively impact other people outside of their opinions, it doesn't matter. I don't think we're ever in that position to judge.
What's the deal now?
I think Jessica, you continue to live your life and maybe you need just a little break. I think y'all need a timeout from each other. I'm putting y'all in timeout. Mm. And everyone go focus on themselves. Go focus on bettering yourself. Don't be worried about the negativity of what everybody else is doing.
Is Caroline okay with that?
Is Caroline okay with that, Caroline?
Jeff just needs to grow up. I'm sorry.
No, I think you do too, though. You need to. Again, why do you care so much?
Because she's my sister.
I understand.
I told you, she's back to being protective, baby.
And I don't want her to be like...
So if this makes her happy, then why is this not the thing that she gets to do?
It's affecting the family.
It's affecting you.
Even our dad is not happy about this. You know, to know that she's dating a guy that's even older than him, I mean, come on.
But my stepmom and I are the exact same age. Mm-hmm. I think. I don't know. She's Dominican. They lie about their age. I have no idea for the moment. And she'll admit that, too. It is totally true.
But that's you. Mm-hmm. Caroline, this is her. I don't know.
But maybe other people could get all wrapped up in this. Yeah. I can't believe you're dating someone that's the same age as me. How dare you?
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
I don't realize how much the family's affecting me.
No, but what I'm telling you is that you need to not let it affect you. That is the situation that we're dealing with here. So, and I get it. There's feelings. There's strong feelings. Yep. But at the end of the day, you should support people, especially your family. If there's something that makes them happy, even if you don't necessarily like it, you have to accept it.
But that's up to them on their time.
That is up to them. That's why.
That's a given.
There's
a
timeout.
They're not stupid. They know.
We will take the pause. We will move on. It's a fiery situation right now because you're trying to rip the Band-Aid off. So we will do that. Well, I believe I can describe the last 20 minutes of the show in two emojis. Fire.
Okay.
Popcorn.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
It got heated.
It did get heated.
And personal.
Yeah.
Caroline and Jessica. Caroline didn't like that her younger sister dates older men.
Mm-hmm.
Sister calls
older.
In to say, leave me alone.
Yep.
Text 52353. A lot of people weighing in with jealousy. And I know, I feel it in there too.
Mm-hmm.
This person says she sounds so jealous. Your sister's a grown woman. Why do you care about what she does with her adult life? You say you worry about her, but what is there to worry about? If she's dating men 60 years and older, what are they going to do? Bore her to death?
Well,
hey girl, come on over here. Let me tell you a story.
To each
she's
his
24.
Own.
She's a grown woman.
And I think we can. They need a timeout. Their family and family does what family does do because there's emotions and there is love. I have no doubt that there's love there. But family gets heated and family says stuff without necessarily thinking about it or caring about it.
You kept calling her an escort.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't do that.
That was cold.
That was a little rough.
So they need a timeout from each other. And family can always come back into it. And I think what Lindsay says does make sense. As someone who has been judged by my family my whole life, you have to allow her to go through life and learn through her own experiences. You can be protective to a certain degree, but overall, you need to take a step back and respect her decisions and be there for her when she asks.
Yeah.
Other than that, just love her and support her.
That is right.
And really,
that's all you can do.
That goes for all people.
Yep.
All people.
Let them do whatever it is they're doing. You don't like it? Don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, you get one life to live. Live your life.
Exactly.
Do what you do. Stop worrying about everybody else's business.
Amen, Monica. So hopefully they'll cool off. They'll take it to heart. If there's
I'll call Caroline later to see if I can get
updates. See if there's good. They're family. I get it. She cares.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just.
Yeah.
There's feelings. We'll just call them feelings right now, and we'll move on from there.
The K92 Morning Bang's $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you for your consideration, caller 19, Deborah in Buena Vista. Hi, Deborah.
Good morning.
Hi. Are you ready for this game right here?
I am.
Do you know stuff?
I know three things.
Okay. Well, that's true.
I like that.
She's gone to the Uptown Cheapskate Facebook page. That's facebook.com/UptownRoanoke. You can go there now and you can get tomorrow's answers. Because, again, Deborah wins $1,000. We still play tomorrow no matter what. So we'll continue.
Deborah just said that this phone call is worth $30.
She said,
at the very least, it's $30 phone call right here.
She's paid attention to the last couple days of the game, too.
$40.
I have another question in there that I keep repeating. So, really, this phone call just paid her $40.
I think she's going to get it.
I think she will, too.
I think she'll
Deborah, I know, is a very loyal listener of the show, so I think she's going to nail it. So, we have 60 seconds, Deborah. You know the deal. Pass at any time. We'll come back if there's time.
Okay.
And $10 for every single one you get right. Get them all right. $1,000 in your pocket. You ready to roll?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Timer will start when I finish reading the first question. Good luck, Deborah. Here we go. What is the name of the lead pirate in the Peter Pan story?
Pass.
Taste the Rainbow is the slogan for what candy?
Pass.
Who is the lead singer of the legendary band Queen?
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
The Mona Lisa, pass.
True or false, Tyler Perry is married.
True.
Yes.
The Butabi brothers are characters from what legendary comedy skit and movie?
A pass.
What actor portrays President Trump on Saturday Night Live?
Alec Baldwin.
Yes.
Fe is the chemical element symbol of what element? Fe.
Iron.
Yep. Yes. Who is Sofia Vergara married to?
I'm not sure. Pass.
Who won the Toyota Owners 400 NASCAR race in Richmond last weekend?
Pass.
Okay. The lead pirate in the Peter Pan story. Who's that?
Captain Hook.
Yes. There we go. Taste the rainbow is what slogan? What candy? Taste the rainbow.
Lifesavers.
Nope. That's okay. Who painted the Mona Lisa? You know what? She said it toward the end.
Yeah,
I'm going to give it to
so
her.
That's $60.
It was kind of after the timer, but I'm being nice, so it's good.
Yeah, $60.
$60. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Okay. $60 for you, Deborah. That ain't bad for a day's work. Yeah. So let me run down the other ones that you missed. Taste the Rainbow
Skittles.
Is Skittles.
I know.
Yeah. I know. I did give you Da Vinci for Mona Lisa, but do one. So the repeat question, now 3 days in a row, unanswered, is the Butabi brothers are characters from what legendary comedy skit and movie that is A Night at the Roxbury? And I'm going to ask that question again tomorrow.
That question's
going
to just haunt.
I'm going to keep it in there. Yeah, I'm telling you, even when they get it right, I'm leaving it in there for a while.
Keep it in there.
I like it. It's one less question I have to write, too. So I'll leave it in there. Let's see what else. Sofia Vergara is married to Joe Manganiello from Magic Mike.
I didn't know that.
And Martin Truex Jr. won the race in Richmond last week. Marty.
Love
good old
him.
Marty. Hang on, Deborah. We'll get you $60. Everybody else, I'm going to update the app here in a second. You can also go to the Facebook page there, Uptown Roanoke, for tomorrow's answers. Uptown Cheapskate, Town Square Shopping Center, great clothes, and cash for clothes. So if you have stuff you want to clear out your closet, you want to declutter for the spring, and get money at the same time.
And I'll tell you right now, you will probably drop off clothes and shop some more. Because there's so many different things.
That's the circle of life.
Yeah, it is. You can't help yourself.
Just like the Lion King says.
See? Best movie of all time. It applies to everything.
Overrated. I'm sorry.
K92. Miss Monica's hot list.
It's messy for some celebrities like Adele and Simon. They're going through that divorce. We're talking about an $180 million divorce.
Yeah, and we're talking about...
No prenup.
No prenup.
No prenup. They got married back in 2011, didn't sign a prenup.
Because it was built on love.
It was built on love. Up until now.
The love is
gone. We're talking about millions of dollars involved in this thing. I mean, he makes money, too. Simon.
What does he do?
He was an investment banker, I think.
And he does stuff with some kind of water company.
Life Water.
Oh, okay. So he has money.
Yeah. So you like to think Adele in that situation. Money. He doesn't have... Well, he has half of Adele's money. There's at least that. If he
or maybe
wants
he'll
it.
Turn it down.
He will do no such thing.
There's a chance he could say, he was, I already have money. I don't like to shave or take showers or buy nice things anyway.
There.
So I won't, you know? So I'll just do what I do.
He was there to support her. Yeah. He needs half.
This will be one of these situations because Adele has always said she's not someone who cares about money. But will she care about money now?
Yeah.
She has a son.
She has a son.
She has a son.
They have a son.
They have a
son.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have a son.
And they do say that they're committed to... This one doesn't sound like it's going to be ugly. Again, I have no idea behind the scenes.
I don't
think so. I don't think
so. Well, hopefully they'll just
Or maybe there's an
out.
Agreement where there's something where he says, please don't sing about me.
Oh, good
don't.
Point. Like,
because we want that. People are waiting. They're like, oh my gosh, your next album is going to be crazy.
Fire.
Yeah, it will be.
He probably was like, dang, she's going to sing some horrible stuff.
A song called Simon is Awful by Adele. Yep. Here we go.
Oh, and Nicolas Cage, he's going through it too because, you know, he was married for all of one day.
4 days.
And so his wife of 4 days wants spousal support.
No, I'm sorry.
No. I am with her.
You what?
Wait a minute.
You support?
Are you with Simon? Are you with Simon?
I am with
her. Be consistent. Be consistent. Are you with Simon?
That was on him. He decided to go to the little cheap rinky-dink chapel and get married. Sorry, Nicolas Cage.
So he gets drunk and gets married to a random chick. They stay married for 4 days.
Four days.
You think she deserves spousal support?
Maybe she was in love. She was in love day one.
There was only date one.
That
was it.
That
one
night she fell in love. Mm-hmm. Heartbroken.
So what's that worth?
Well, lobster and
How much per day are we looking at?
I want money for life.
I feel like if the settlement is lobster, we're okay on this.
Dinners for life.
Dinners for life. You get 4 days worth of dinners.
Oh,
there we
man.
Go. You get a holiday weekend.
But his marriage is just straight up hilarious. I don't know. It's just so stupid. I mean, but he got married in 4 days. 4 days of marriage, and now she's like, I want spousal support.
If I was a judge and they come in here, which is sad, look at this.
You gotta be kidding me.
4 days. I'm like, all right, you guys get the hell out of here. Just get out. Get out. I can't even deal with it. I always want to be like, get out of my courtroom.
Oh, that's good.
I want to do that. Let's change the name of this studio to Zach's Courtroom so I can start doing that.
No.
Antoine, don't you say no.
Antoine out first.
Get out of my courtroom. Little kids are afraid of things.
They are so afraid.
Now, I mean, Monica is a grown woman who has irrational fears of many different things.
No.
No?
Like what?
So, okay, snakes in the studio tomorrow. Does that sound good? Should we do that?
I think we're all like a little wolf.
That's not an irrational fear. Antoine. That's
I'm
a
not
normal fear.
Afraid of snakes.
Heights.
Weirdo. Well, yeah. I mean, that's but those are like
those
usual.
Are like those are the normal fears. Mm-hmm.
What's there's another water.
Oh, yeah.
Swimming.
Even we're swimming, yeah.
So Monica Brooks is going to swim with snakes in a tank that's above the radio station tomorrow.
Get ready for it.
Yep, let's do all of it. And she has to eat guacamole while she does it because guacamole is very terrifying to her. Yeah. Your poor little doo-doo butt.
Yeah. Hendrix is, he's four, and he has a fear of bees. And you know now, I mean, bees are everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when I say there's a bee next to the car, he screams, like he screams bloody murder.
Huh.
Like it's one of those, so it freaks out people around us because they're wondering what's going on with, you know, our kid. Is he okay? Is something, someone hurt? And it's like one of those squills.
Ah, so it's making you look bad. So that's where the problem comes in.
She's embarrassed now.
Right, because people are thinking she's doing stuff to the kid.
Has he ever been stung?
He hasn't yet.
Yeah, that, those are the ones where you wonder.
Those big wasps, you know.
Oh, the ground hornets.
Yes.
Ooh,
one
they
of
are
those
scary.
Was right there at his face yesterday to the point where it did freak me out a little bit. I thought it was going to sting him on the nose. I'm like, oh, no. And he was screaming. I'm like, stop screaming, because one thing, I didn't want to sting his tongue while he's just screaming. And
does he scream like a cartoon dog?
Yes, actually, he does. And he's like, and he's just going crazy. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, the thing is going to sting him. But I'm like, I said, you're okay.
Be calm.
You be calm. And you know, I'm not the calmest person. So that's where I look to Jared, because Jared is very just,
right.
I see the situation, I'm calm.
And
I'm
he was hiding in the garage at the time. Like, did you see that hornet?
It was huge. I mean, it was like, if it would have stung his whole face would have just been swollen.
That is one of those ones, Antoine, where you don't really realize because you don't have kids, is for the most part, you try to be the rock.
Right.
You know? It's all good. Everything's fine. But there are those times where you are freaking out and you're not allowed to.
When I tell you that wasp, it was the size of his head. And I'm like, oh, gosh, that thing stings him. It was right there at his nose. I thought it got him. And I'm like,
if the wasp would have came after you, would you have ran away and left him?
Mm. No, I would have told him to hurry up and get in the house.
But you still would have left him.
No, I would just pulled him. I would have yanked him up and ran.
You see, she would not have left him, but she would have dragged him while she was trying to scream.
Yeah.
And maybe flung him through the air while she was going, ah!
Yeah. And then the neighbors are like, what's going on? Just the usual.
It's entirely possible. Same old. Yeah, see, at this point, Monica, I feel like your neighbors, they don't say, hey, what's going on? They go, oh, yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
It's the Brookses. Okay.
Yep.
Guys, they're doing it again.
Warp Speed.
Okay, Warp Speed Edition. We say good morning to Sandra. Hi, Sandra.
Hey.
All right, Sandra, would you like Monica or Antoine to play the game for you? They're trying to guess the number one Google search in the whole freaking universe.
I got to go with Monica.
Okay. Woo! Sandra and Monica. So it sounded like it was just in a contract somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't want it, but I got to.
I got to go with Monica.
Got to go with Monica. Okay. All right. I'm going to give you a phrase. Google fills the stuff in, so you just have to fill it in. Give me the number one answer in 15 seconds, and you will win the prize for Sandra. Here we go, Monica Brooks. He was big at Coachella this weekend. Why does Kanye West
smell? Why does he love? Why does he talk? Why does he Why is he married to? Why does he sing? Why does he go to church? Why does he sell expensive gear? Why does he Why does he wear white all the time? Why does he Why does he
never smile?
He smiles.
Why does he never smile? Not often.
It's very quick.
It's an awkward smile. Like he didn't mean it.
It's really like something's in my teeth kind of smile.
His smile, it's very similar to a baby having gas. It's just, it's inadvertent. It's accidental. It doesn't really matter. Sandra, sorry about that. Andrea, it's going to be you and Antoine, okay?
Okay.
All right. 15 seconds, Antoine,
to
give me the number one answer. What's the hardest way to
tie your shoe, cook food, drive a car, build a house,
No. The hardest way to do your taxes, to find somebody, to be in love, to get married, to have kids, to have sex, to make a baby.
Yes, there it is.
So he got it?
What's the hardest way to get pregnant? Right
there.
Yes.
Oh,
closer. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. Oh, God. All right. You know that's a guy searching that. Let me make sure. Let me find the hardest way she doesn't end up getting pregnant.
Boom.
Wait, what?
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
His GPS got him arrested.
Uh-oh.
What'd he do?
Rapper Kodak Black.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
What about him?
His GPS got him arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's, well, I mean, also him being a doofus.
Yeah.
Got him arrested. He's frequently in trouble with the law, this dude. So he was driving from Detroit to Boston.
Okay.
And like anybody else now, dial up your Waze or your Google Maps, whatever the heck it is, and says, give me the most direct route. What he didn't realize is the most direct route from Detroit to Boston is through Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Which he didn't realize until he got to the Canadian border and they asked for his passport.
He's like, what?
So he just kept going. And when he got to the other side in Niagara Falls, they said, hey, let's go ahead and look in your car. And guess who had guns and weed in his car?
Oh, well.
That guy.
I don't know who they belong to.
Uh-huh.
No. They ain't mine.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. So, you know.
No. But
the GPS didn't get him in trouble. That was his doing.
That was his stupidity.
It is, but I think it is a good public service to everyone to not blindly follow your GPS just because it says so.
That's true.
Look at
it
first.
How about don't carry guns and drugs?
Oh, yeah, that one too.
That's secondary. That's secondary.
Yeah, about that.
That one seems less common and more of a given to me.
Oh.
Yeah, don't do those things. But less people, everyone can relate to don't blindly follow the GPS or you end up in a lake or jail or driving over Niagara Falls in your own car. So there's that one. Next up, and we do have the thing, what did the dealership do to her car? But this is an awesome story because she's 10 years old. And she just won a handwriting contest. And why does this matter? She has no hands.
Wow.
What?
Yep. No hands.
So she was born without nubs?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does. She has, she holds the pencil or pen or whatever sort of in her arms. Her name is Sarah Hinesley. And she just won a handwriting contest. And I think her message that she says is something that everyone can kind of pay attention
to. Things I can't do, I try to figure out what way I could do it and try my best to make it work.
Good for her.
Wow, good for her.
That's awesome.
So the next time your lazy coworker says, oh, it's impossible, I can't do that. Like, you have hands, okay? You have two hands. Go do something. Last story. Woman drops her car off at the dealership.
Yep.
Okay. Here, go fix my car, whatever.
We all do that.
Yeah, it happens.
She then sees her car.
Okay.
At Lowe's.
They were testing it out.
No, the guy was shopping. He actually was shopping.
No. Well, he probably, because you know they give it a test drive to make sure that everything is working, it's not ticking.
Uh-huh.
And so he probably was like, well, I'm already out.
All right, I need to just swing back. Okay. Well, he's been fired, so that was not an ample excuse. And what she did to the guy is fantastic. This is poetic justice right here, because this woman, again, she drops her car off at the dealership and then is driving around and sees her car.
Yep.
Just out.
What do you do?
Like, excuse me, I believe that is my car. So she followed the car. And the car went to Lowe's.
Yep.
And so the guy goes inside. And while he's inside, she had the spare key.
Oh.
So she took her car.
Wow. Yeah. That's funny.
Good.
Took it. And so when he came back out, he didn't have a car no more.
Like, where am I going to put all my wood? Yep. Oh, man. What am I going to do? Got loads of wood.
Yep. Yeah. His car's small. I needed your big car.
Yeah.
So the manager got suspended and the person got fired. But that's good. You know, it's a nice little justice right there. I would assume she also filmed him standing there an idiot, but I have not found that yet anywhere.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind. The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.